All right. Hey, welcome back to the Alex Stein Podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. I am Alex Stein, the host of the Alex Stein Podcast. This is episode 136. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for downloading. What are you guys listening on a computer? Are you guys on a cell phone? Using iTunes podcast app? That's what I do when I listen to my podcast. Thanks for listening. I want to do a special episode today with not only one of my biggest fans, but apparently he is the biggest fan of me. It goes back and forth. You guys have heard him before. He's been on the podcast plenty of times. I can't even count how many times he's been on the podcast. He's been probably one of our most frequented guests besides my wife, the lovely, beautiful Andy Erickson Stein. Sometimes we say Andy Erickson Stein, but her stage name is just Andy Erickson. But this guy is, like I said, he's been on probably more than my wife has. Ladies and gentlemen, a huge get. My close personal friend, I grew up watching him. He was the governor of Minnesota. I think I just gave it away right there. Arnie Carlson, just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse the Body Ventura. All right. Hey, Alex Stein. Thanks for having me on episode 136 of your podcast. I've been a big fan of you. I'm a even bigger fan, I think, of your wife, Andy Erickson Stein. She's a very funny comedian. She was on that hit TV show Scream Queens and Last Comic Standing. Man, I love being here. Well, we love having you, Jesse. And I love, don't cut me off ever again, Alex. I will body slam you. If that's what you want, that's what you're going to get. I wish to not be body slammed, but hey, if it's a good podcast, I'll do it. I've been watching a lot of Andy Kaufman, Letterman appearances and talking about him getting, the old, what's that called? The tombstone getting slammed down. Yeah, he got jackknifed by that fuck, what's his name? Bobby the Brain Heenan. No, that's not him. He was a good friend of mine. Hey Alex, you mind if I go on your computer and check it out? Yeah, sure, Jess. Do whatever you want. You can if I would prefer you to go in incognito mode so I don't have to see what kind of websites you go to, Jesse the Body. Well, I always keep it above the line, but I'm just gonna let's look it up. Andy Kaufman, I'm a huge fan. He liked to wrestle women, not me. Jesse the Body Ventura, I never wrestle women. I think it's Jerry Lawler, that's the man. He was, but I would never, Alex, have you ever wrestled a woman? No, I don't think I've ever wrestled a man. I did have my cousin, he was actually like a high school wrestler, and there were times where we would fool around and he would wrestle me and he would get me in those, a quick hold. And I would just get claustrophobic and be like, no, I hate this. I'm sticking to basketball. That's a good idea, Alex. I don't think you could cut it. You would never be able to cut it in the hard world of wrestling. Have you ever pinned a man, Alex Stein? No, I've never, like I said, I've never pinned a man. I've never pinned a woman. I've never pinned an animal. I don't like to pin things, Jesse. Well, you're missing out on the world of pinned. All right, so Andy Kaufman, he's a huge influence on me. He's one of the he was a great man who could blend the world of comedy and the world of professional wrestling. And it didn't always have to be funny, because sometimes you have to be the bad guy. And when you're the bad guy, people like to boo at you. But I guess Andy Kaufman, he kind of liked being the bad guy. Me, I like to be the good guy, which is why when I come on your podcast, Alex, I know I'm always going to be the good guy, and I'm on the right side of history, which is why I voted for Donald J. Trump. Jesse, no, we're not talking politics here. Leave. What do you think of Donald Trump, his first 100 or so days? Well, I wish he would get this goddamn health care bill passed. That's one of the cornerstones of a safe country is good health care. And this Obamacare, I think it's injured more people than I've injured in the ring. Obamacare has injured more people outside of the ring, if you know what I mean, Alex. Do you know what I mean, Alex?
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't think I get what you mean, because actually Obamacare has helped a lot of people get health care. And it's extended that the length that people can stay on their parents' healthcare plan for like 20 something year olds. Like some of the most, the people that add to the healthcare system should be able to use the healthcare system.
Well, when you step in the ring with me, you're definitely going to need to use some healthcare. That's a joke that I just said, Alex. Thanks for listening to the Alex Stipe podcast. I'm Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah, Jesse, so what exactly are you here to do, to promote? Do you have like a new book coming out? Your last book, we talked Marijuana Manifesto. That was a book where you talked about all the benefits of smoking the reefer.
Oh, I love smoking the reefer, but more than anything, I like legalizing most everything in the United States. I think prostitution should be legal. I think most hardcore drugs should be legal because, hey, they're going to come across the border anyway. We might as well have our own American jobs making these hardcore drugs and keeping the cycle of money within these borders, within the United States of America, the country that I fought for. Did you know I was a Navy SEAL, Alex? I was a Navy SEAL in every war since the Korean War. I would go back, even though they said, "Hey, Jesse the Body, we don't need you. We're good here, but we'll take your leadership and your cunning ability to be witty and take it from the top rope."
All right, Jesse, I think we're getting off track, but I see you're holding a guitar.
I have the old six string. I have my old six shooter here. Yeah, that's me. I'm a weekend guitar player, I like to say. Like much like the Jackson 5, their dad was a weekend musician before he started managing the old Jackson family. He was a musician, a weekend musician of his own, and that's kind of what I am. And a lot of people say me and the old man Jackson, we kind of look alike. We have similar eyebrows.
Yeah, but I would say your hair is probably a little different, right? Because you have long blonde hair on the side, but very bald on the top.
That's not funny, Alex. You should never make fun of a man and his hair. The hair, for some men, that's all they've got. And for me, I ain't got much left, if you know what I mean, on my hair. All right, Alex, can I play a song now? I feel like this theatrical appearance of you making fun of me, it's not funny anymore. But when I play music, that's when I feel like that's when I really shine. That's when Jesse the Body becomes Jesse the Musician, Jesse the heartfelt folk hero of our time. Some would say I've had Alex Jones said I was a folk hero for a generation. He even said a multiple generations could look up to Jesse the Body Ventura when he's holding his old six shooter, not his gun. It's his six string guitar.
All right, Jesse. Well, if you want to play something, the lines are open. The mics are hot. I see you have your guitar plugged in. And what is actually there's a is that a sticker on your guitar?
That's a sticker of the Navy SEAL. When I was a Navy SEAL, everywhere I went, I would bring my six shooter. This time, I'm talking about my gun and my other six shooter along. Even though they didn't actually let us carry six shooters, that's kind of like an old Western thing. Normally we're supposed to bring our AK-7s, AK-97s along, but I was able to bring that and my six shooter and my other six shooter, which is my guitar, along to battle when we would go in. I didn't actually ever use it, but I've used my guitar plenty of times to scare the enemy, to dig them out of their holes. I'll play a Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar. I'll imitate. He's my hero, by the way. Jimi Hendrix, rest in peace. And I would go across enemy lines, and I would play guitar. And some people say it's like a psychological thing. You can make them think like, oh, hey, we're at a Hanson concert. Maybe we should come out and hey, support these guys and dance along. Do a two step. Some of them do a three step. I do a four step because I like to do four steps when I'm that's how men dance. That's not how like little girls dance, Alex. That's how I can see you dancing. If you were out there dancing to a mbop song, you would be only doing a two step, if you know what I mean.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Jesse. So you have your guitar and you have your Navy SEAL sticker. Let's do a tune. What are you going to do for us today? What do you got lined up?
Well, I don't know any songs right now besides just the Mbop by Hanson. So we're gonna riff it. I think we should play a song. I'm just gonna improvise. Is that okay, Alex? Can I just do you mind if I improvise a bit?
Yeah, I whatever you got to do, Jesse. Just thank you for coming here and for being part of the Alex Lane Podcast, episode 136. Take it away, Jesse Ventura on the Alex Lane Podcast, playing an improvised song. And are you going to sing too, Jesse?
Well, I'm gonna. I didn't come all the way here to not sing. I'm not gonna just a cappella guitar it, which is just when you play guitar. It's I'm gonna sing. So shut up now and let me shut up and listen. I met a girl down in Tokyo. I met a girl up in Kyoto. She told me that she liked the way that I was, but she didn't come back with me to the United States of America. So when I go back to Tokyo, I'm gonna bring back some things with me. I like to play pachinko in Tokyo with my girl that I brought then back to Kyoto. Thank you very much, Jesse the Body Ventura, play guitar. That was a song that called Love and Lost in Japan.
That was actually not that bad, Jesse. Thank you. I was getting into it a little bit. You lost me when you started talking about pachinko.
Pachinko, you can't gamble in Japan. You got to play pachinko. It's a game where you shoot a bunch of silver balls up and you try to catch them, and then you can exchange it for different types of candy. And you can, I don't know, when I play, I like to get the green tea Kit Kats. That's one of my favorite. Green tea Kit Kats, chow Kit Kats.
Wow, you actually know a lot about Japan.
I used to go there. I'm a huge fan of the Japanese culture. I'm a huge fan of Japanese history. I love everything about Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji, I get all my water from Mount Fuji. Nothing. I get when they say, "Do you want tap water?" I say, "Is it tapped out of Mount Fuji? Can you tap it on a direct line out of Mount Fuji?"
I don't think that's like a well out of Mount Fuji.
Well, I'm not a goddamn water scientist. Don't ask me how they get it, but they get it from Mount Fuji. And I got to tell you, it's the most crystal clear fucking water you'll ever have. All right, can I play another song, or are we just going to talk H2O here?
Take it away, Jesse Ventura. Another song on the Alex Lane Podcast. Jesse Ventura.
Okay, thanks, Alex. This is going to be more of a upbeat tempo song. I like to dance. And like I said before, I do the four step, and this one's called four step in, 4x4, the 4x4 step, the 4x4 step on the Alex Stein Podcast. Here we go. Four step in. Thanks for listening. That was it. That was a
really quick one, Jess. What happened there?
I lost the tempo and I got scared and I just backed away from that song. Sometimes you gotta go in headstrong and sometimes you gotta know when to pull the plug, if you know what I mean, Alex.
Yeah. Thank you. I really do appreciate you knowing when to back away from a bad song.
Well, they're not all golden brown golden tunes, you know, Alex. I got another one. I gotta hear. I have an idea. Quick, before I forget it.
All right, Jesse Ventura on the Alex Lane Podcast. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. This one's called Eating Mustard. Late last night, I was looking in the fridge for something to eat. There wasn't anything that looked very good in the fridge. So I grabbed some yellow mustard. And I eat the yellow mustard. That one I don't. I had to back away from that one. I didn't know where the fuck I was going, Alex Stein, on the Alex Stein Podcast.
Jesse, again, thank you. I see you're pretty good at digging yourself in a hole. Well, in the Navy, I had to dig lots of holes. That's exactly what I was going to say. You dig a lot of holes in your music. You dig a lot of holes when you
when you're in the Army, and then I was never in the fucking Army, Alex. I was in the Navy, the Marines, not the Marines. I was a Navy SEAL. God, you got me all messed up here. I'm thinking about my six shooter, thinking about the days that I was in the Marines, the Navy. I was a Navy SEAL. All right, can I play? Okay, we'll do one more song, and then I got to get going. My car's still running outside.
Your car is still running. I remember last time you were here when we had all our guests over. Jesse, you left your car. Well, I'm double parked and the car's running, and I think I left the windows down, and it looks like it's beginning to rain outside. All right, Jesse. So yeah, let's hurry this up, and then you can grab your six shooter and get out of here and go check your car.
Okay, here we go. This song is about the rain.
Oh, that's kind of interesting that it's raining. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm Alex, if you haven't noticed yet, I'm improvising. I'm trying to do the best thing for the podcast, and most podcasts aren't scripted. They're improvised, and that's what I'm doing here. Okay, here we go. Rain on a Sunday morning. Thank you.
Jesse Ventura, everybody, on the Alex Sain Podcast. Jesse, once again, thanks for coming in. You're a huge fan, a huge support. And hey, if you want to share the podcast, Jesse, just go right ahead and put it up on all your websites. And if you ever do any more public speaking, please, we want to get the word out there that the Alex Sain Podcast is a thing. And I think you're probably one of our biggest celebrities that we've had on here. So yeah, thanks for coming and thanks for just being a big part of the podcast, Jesse.
Why, Alex, I once again, I'm getting choked up just thinking about how great this is that you have a podcast. And I don't know too many people who have podcasts that are this fun. A lot of people, they'll have a podcast, but they'll talk about things that I'm not interested in. But Alex, you get to the heart of the matter. You get to what I want to hear. And that's the juice of it. If you were a fruit, I'd juice you. I'd throw you in a blender and mix you up, and then I'd drink you every morning.
Thanks, Jesse. I don't quite know how to take that, but again, thanks for coming on the Alex Sain Podcast. And you're oh shit, it is really coming down out there, Jesse. You should really you got to get out there.
All right, I gotta go. Six shooter out, Jesse the body.
All right, Jesse Ventura, everybody. So I guess that's going to be it. Jesse was our guest for today, and I don't really have much else to talk about other than, hey, if you guys want to hear more of stuff that I produce podcast-wise, check out the Deal With It podcast hosted by Andy Erickson, my wife, and Jolene Lunzer, friend of the Alex Sain Podcast. She's been a guest on here a couple times. So go check that out, Deal With It podcast. It's a great podcast about mental health, physical health, all these kind of conditions where they talk to people and they get to the heart of the matter as far as health conditions go. And it's called Deal With It. Check it out on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Alex Sain Podcast. And we're doing great. This has been a lot of fun. We're going to continue to do this weekly. We have a couple big guests lined up and it's going to happen. And these people are not Jesse Ventura. These are actual real comedians, musicians, artists. And the Charles C. Miller episode, oh my God, that was so much fun. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being on the podcast, Charles C. Miller. Man, go get her EP. It's called Cabriolet. It's so good. It's so good. And don't forget to check us out on iTunes. Rate, review. If you guys rate and review, I will actually, not Jesse, but me, play a song based on the words that you write down. So leave a 5-star comment, 5-star review, and comment, and I will turn that into a nice little jingle. I've done it before, and it was a lot of fun, and I definitely want to do that again. So yeah, we have a lot of things lined up for the Alex Sain Podcast, thealexsainpodcast.com. There's a live video of Charles C. Miller in our last episode. It's really funny. Mountain Goat, or my cat Mountain Goat, made a fun surprise appearance. And yeah, Instagram. Oh God, do I love Instagram. Get on Instagram. We have a great account, the Alex Sain Podcast on Instagram. And let's see, podcasting wise. Okay, well, I'll fill you in on a few things. I'm actually no longer listening to the Adam Carolla podcast. Whoa, this is huge. As you guys probably know, I am like a huge Adam Carolla podcast fan. And this is not, I guess I talked about it when I had Jose Lazarde over, that's a great episode. If you guys want to listen to Jose talk about acting, commercial acting, we actually go through a step-by-step process of how to audition, some do's and don'ts. It's really good. Check that out on episode, that would be 134 of the Alex Sain Podcast. Check that out. So what the fuck was I just saying? Yeah, we have a lot of good shows coming up. We have a huge guest. And, oh yeah, Adam Carolla. Okay, so back to Adam Carolla. I stopped listening to him because he's doing a movie called No Safe Spaces, and he's crowdfunding it, and it got to be too much. Last episode I listened, he had Dennis Prager on, who's the guy that he is doing this crowdfunded movie with, where they go to campuses and tell people, like, hey, your sensitivity is ruining America. And in my opinion, it's not. I think just because somebody has an opinion, they're not always going to be 100%, like, this is touchy. This is a touchy subject for me because I feel so strongly about it, but I don't want to be, I don't want to come across in a way that doesn't represent my true feelings. Because I feel like when you have feelings about something strongly, you do kind of overextend the way that you feel about it because it's new. You don't quite know exactly what the perfect balance is between telling people what your feelings are and listening to other people's feelings on a matter. So when you do that, you initially just go, I think, balls to the wall, like, hey, we want to be heard and we don't want to be told like that our feelings don't matter. And on college campuses, yes, maybe some people are going too far and stifling too much free speech, but that's also, they're stifling hate speech. It's people being very mean and like anti-gay culture, just transphobic people. Like it's a very touchy subject, and I wish that I could be clear on this, but I just don't like the way Adam Carolla is making people feel like just because you have a sensitive, not even sensitive, just because you have opinions on something doesn't mean that you can't voice it towards like hate speech, towards like Nazis. Like, yeah, fuck Nazis. They shouldn't have the right to have free speech because look what happened when they went off on their own in the fucking Holocaust. Like that's what it turns into. It's so weird. Our society right now, and I just didn't like the way Adam Carolla was talking about this subject. So I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to support the Adam Carolla podcast and definitely not support this movie. I still think he's a funny guy, but I just don't like it when gets so political. And I feel like he's hurting people who don't deserve to be hurt. So my stance is Adam Carolla is still a funny guy. I would still love to meet him. And possibly if I don't know if I'd ever actually want to work for him because he does seem like the kind of guy that would yell at you for things and he's always right because his show is a safe space. That's the other thing I want to talk about. His show is a safe space for him to speak the words that he wants and to have his own feelings. Granted, he built it, but it's like, this is your safe space. You're using a safe space. Other people want to have a safe space as well. Whether or not it's actually a safe space, they just want to be able to tell people that are spewing hate speech, like, hey, I should have the right to have a safe space to be like, no, that's gross. What you're doing is gross. Hey, these people are being abused. We have the right to stand up and be like, fuck this. So yeah, it's a tough subject, but for right now, I've backed away from the Adam Carolla podcast and from especially this GoFundMe movie. And I did recently too, like I think just today, got out of the Adam Carolla fan page website. Ooh, big fucking deal, really, you know, but yeah, no longer Adam Carolla. I'm sorry. I love Paul Bryan. I think Paul Bryan was the reason I kept listening to it. He's the guy who has their drops and is very funny and kind of like the down to earth person. So yeah, that's kind of what's new with me. I'm still listening to WTF, Fitzdog Radio, Radio Lab, Hidden Brain. Oh, that's such a good one. And I'm also listening to the Tom Arnold podcast. It's really good. So check that one out, Tom Arnold. And yeah, everybody, just enjoy podcasts. Have fun with it. This was a goofy episode. Thanks for listening. We're coming back with a guest next time. And yeah, again, thank you guys so much. We're having some of our best numbers we've ever had this month. I did share a post showing some of our numbers. No specific numbers, but this month was our best month ever for listenership. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Alex Lane podcast, sharing, telling a friend. We have a donate button. If you feel like donating, don't feel like you have to, but I mean, I would love it. We can add more features to the podcast and, possibly if it happens, we can maybe even someday pay our guests, which I think would be really cool to give out some money to people who, are featured on the Alex Lane podcast. So again, thank you guys so much for listening to the Alex Lane podcast, thealexlinepodcast.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play,
So you can check it out, even if you have an Android phone. Have fun with it, okay? So everyone, thanks for listening. I'm Alex Stein on the Alex Stein Podcast. Be good to one another. Observe everything. Alex, I'm not a goddamn water scientist. Don't ask me how they get it, but they get it from Mount Fuji, and I gotta tell you, it's the most crystal clear fucking water you'll ever have. All right, can I play another song, or are we just gonna talk H2O here?